first and 10. Foles in the shotgun, McCoy to his right. Foles on first down, comes back to McCoy. He's free. He's at the 40. 30. McCoy, he is going all the way. Touchdown, Shady McCoy.
Now you've got a game.
Shady McCoy up the middle, 57 yards.
As he does every week, head coach Chip Kelly joins us to break down a little bit of, it was a fun day out there, Chip. Let's just say that. I mean, it was different. You probably hadn't been in one of these snowfalls like this in a while.
No, not in a while.
Everyone had one up in New Hampshire, Coach?
Yeah, we had a couple, but nothing like this. Nothing like this, Tampa. We played in a little bit of snow, but nothing like this.
Well, the game plan adjusted a little bit. Obviously, you had a great deal of success running your inside zone play, but why don't you just take us through a little bit of what you're looking at, what you were getting from Detroit here, because it was play after play after play. They had their safeties up right here, trying to do everything they could to try to prevent it.
You know, I think one of the things we learned early on is that you got to have the back coming downhill, in that when we tried to go lateral, there's too much slipping and too much falling. So, you know, we wanted to try to get two double teams at the point of attack.
So you get this against Sue and Fairley just almost every single play for a while.
And we're just trying to get combination blocks from these two guys up to that linebacker and these two guys up to that linebacker. We felt like we could get some movement with Jason going in the direction because of how they played. And then Brent did a great job. Yes. He had to take two, you know, and so
just
he would chip and sift and then take the inside guy. Sometimes they brought that guy down and he'd wash him, you know. So Brent was going to take the inside of the two. And then the key for LeSean that he did just such a great job of is that he got downhill all day long until he got to the second level. And I think his path as a back was outstanding. You know, there wasn't a lot of dancing. It's just downhill, make one cut. He sees a little opening, and then obviously when he gets to the second level, the real key for us now, and I think one of the things that we saw all day long, was the blocking of our receivers on the perimeter. And Jason Avant, who comes up on your left here, just does an outstanding job. He actually takes his guy into the free safety. And when LeSean gets to the second level, he reads Jason's block, makes a cut off of it, and then one cut, stick your foot in the ground and get north and south, and I don't think anybody's going to catch him on that day.
Actually, there's one little pause here by the middle linebacker, Stephen Tulloch, who's still just a little bit unsure right here at the mesh if maybe Nick has that ball. I mean, he's not really sure where it is at that point.
And part of being a good quarterback in the gun like Nick is that you have to carry out a fake. And if it's enough just to make a guy hesitate, what you're trying to do is keep people honest. And Nick did a great job always accelerating off the disconnect. He keeps his hands tight, and you don't know if he has the ball, because the one or two times he did keep it, we got big plays out of it. So you're making the defense understand that the ball can go up the middle but can also get to the perimeter right now. It became a fundamental day, and then, you know, we talk about all the time is that you sink to your level of training, and the things that we do every single day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, really showed up this week on Sunday.
Well, there was inside zone, there was split zone. So James Casey comes across here and really secures the outside. He digs him out inside out right there. So it really prevents any sort of penetration at that point.
You know, I think everybody's got great angles in terms of which direction they're moving. Everybody's moving to the right, but we get a seal with James coming on the backside right here. But then everybody else is moving in this direction, and we've all got great angles in terms of who we're working to. Again, Brent can seal the edge. We left that guy outside, so now we can get lane in here. We got an extra hat going. Jason does a great job, and then what we're trying to do is form a wall this way and then get a seal back here. And then Chris has just got to come downhill and come out. But the key component that a lot of people don't talk about is what Nick does coming off the fake, because that safety and that linebacker step outside, and you'll end up seeing that's where the hole is right there. We get a big crease on the backside because everybody's doing their job.
It seems so obvious to carry out the fake, but carrying that out right there is enough to pull Glover Quinn out, who's down here to stop this play.
Exactly. And to be a successful offensive team, it takes all 11. You know, our receivers understand their role in the run game, and our quarterbacks understand their role in the run game. And the one thing that Nick can do, he's not a 4-6 guy, but if you bend it and don't have a guy responsible for him, he's proven in the Green Bay game, and he's proven in a lot of games this year, that he can pick up yards, and he's smart enough to get out in the open field, get what he can. He had a 20-yard run in this game where he pulled it because they kind of bent it and didn't have anybody responsible for him, and then he's going to hook slide and play the next snap. So you're forcing the defense to defend everybody.
This 4th and 12 right here looked like an adjustment, Coach, on this play. I haven't seen this pop pass all year. to Brent, but was this something that was put in this situation for this play right here?
Just myself, Brent and Nick talked about it, you know, because Brent kept talking about his guy. I'll give Brent a ton of credit on understanding the game and saying, hey, when I block out, my guy's going. We got to do something to take advantage of it. So, but the safety's down on the backside. He's still responsible for the quarterback. It's a no deep play. We can handle everybody from here over. Mm-hmm. And now how do we handle the backside? They were always going to have one more than us if the guy that was responsible for Brent, once he realized he was blocking, was going to add. So, you know, you got to make them defend everybody. And when Brent turns out, the linebacker that's responsible for him now adds.
Well, let's take a look at here from the end zone, because this is what you're talking about. He's blocking out right here, and they're going to have another guy fit into the formation right here, Ashley Palmer here. So how you handle him?
He blocks out, so this guy was adding. Yep. And obviously now we don't have a guy responsible for him. Nick's responsible for this guy, so he's going to take him with the fake. But now they're going to get an extra defender. Good scheme on their part. Mm-hmm. We had to take advantage of guys with dual responsibility. You know, you're trying to tell a guy he's got to play man-to-man, but when his guy blocks, now add to the run. We got to take advantage of that. You know, the one thing I'll give Brent credit for is that as he goes down here, we now take a knee.
Right.
And if you had a kickoff, you got guys running down a kickoff, a chance to get hurt, they're going to get three or four more snaps or maybe more with their offense on the field, with our defense on the field. And we're just exposing our players to more snaps that they don't need to get exposed to.
Okay.
You know, we come out of the game healthy. We're in a great situation. But not many guys would do this. Just a real big unselfish move by a heck of a player.
It was just another winning performance defensively here, Coach. And the same effort and attitude that we've seen over the last 8 weeks was demonstrated right here early in this game and set the tone for it.
Yeah, you just watch how quickly our guys close to the ball. Brandon Graham's at the point of attack. He does a great job of setting the edge. Mm-hmm. Damon squares in at the nose. He does a great job. Clifton Gathers is on the backside, and I believe that's Vinny Curry knocking the tackle back into the backfield. So now we make the running back bounce, and then here comes Pat Chung on the edge, setting the corner. He's coming down, setting the corner on the edge. Here comes D'Amico. Michael Kendricks is running over the top, and when you stop it at the point of attack, we've got eight of our defenders around the football within 5 yards of the ball, and everybody's running and flying to the football. We're playing with maximum effort. We're playing with great angles. We understand our fits in the defense. It starts with Vinny and Brandon making the ball bounce, and then everybody understanding that it takes max effort now, and then here comes everybody. And obviously, they make the ball bounce. Vinny and Brandon make the ball bounce. Pat Chung comes up and fills where he needs to fill, so the back has to cut it inside. Here comes D'Amico. There's Michael Kendricks over the top. There's all three defensive linemen. There's Vinny. There's Damon Square. There's Clifton Gathers coming. There's Brandon Graham coming. Kerry Williams has set the edge on the outside, so the ball, if it continues to bounce, we have a hat there, and everybody's running to the football. And you just look at that pursuit, how many guys are getting to the ball. We're getting a tackle at the line of scrimmage, and really kind of the effort that our defense played with all day.